Hello, everybody, and welcome to Week 6 here at the Sabetha Blue Jays Locker Room Chat. I'm Krenim Prophet, and here with me today, boys head coach of the Sabetha Blue Jays, Josh Wartenberger. Coach, right now on the season, 5-5 overall, 4-2 in league play. You just took a league loss on Saturday with a makeup game to Nemaha Central, just 42-33. But right before that, you had your Friday game, of course, which you beat Riley County, 53-33. Let's talk about last week's games, those back-to-back matchups. Tell me about them.
Yeah, I was starting off with just the Riley County game. I was really happy with our just on-ball defense. I felt like Riley County does well of isolating a player to get to the rim, and you have to be able to get stops, and I felt like our guys were able to do that. To hold them to 33 points is a good look on our defense, and so just really happy with that defensive effort. So the NC game on Saturday, the talented group, their size definitely showed that it affected us on the offensive end, and so we're just trying to figure out ways to score against their defense there in the second half. But really proud that we had quite a deficit there in the first half and were able to fight back to give us a chance in that fourth quarter. And so now we just got to figure out ways to finish out that game.
Yeah, and Winger had 10 points, Kramer with 9 points in that game against Nemaha Central. Well, here you start your Burlingham tournament, midseason tournament. You've already played Paola, unfortunate loss of 52-42. You had some good scores, though, with Winger with 15 points in the game, Frazee with 8, and then both Theaters and Lane with 7 points apiece. Tell me a little bit about that game for you just yesterday.
Yeah, so it was a good game for us. Paola, very physical, quick, long, and so those were things that we had to adjust to during the game. And so they got out to a quick lead. We kept trying to look for opportunities to fight back, and they kept it around that 8-10 range most of the game. So you know that first round game is a good practice for us, and we try to treat those midseason tournaments like we would prepare for a postseason tournament, and so it's good for us to see what we need to improve on and how we need to improve on those starts.
Well, looking to continue to improve here with Independence. You'll play them on Friday. What can you tell me about that upcoming game? And depending on the win or loss, you may either play Labette County or Girard, depending on their win or loss in that game.
Yeah, so every team I feel like at the tournament is going to be a good opponent for us and an opportunity for us to get better. And so we're going to hopefully take advantage of that each time we get a chance to play together. And I know Independence, they've got one kid that had 27 points against a good Ottawa team, and so we're going to have to recognize where he is with the ball, and I know they've got other guys that can score, so we're looking forward to that. And then we're guaranteed another good game whether we play Labette or Girard. So it's a good tournament that's going to make us better.
Well, looking to continue to improve. Again, 5-5 on the season, 4-2 in league play. Looking to continue that success here on Friday, taking on Independence and a chance to play on Saturday as well, guaranteed. This has been the Sabetha Blue Jays head coach, Josh Wartenberger. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Krenim.
This week's 6 Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service.